Skeptics have spent the last 24 hours picking holes in a story in Rupert Murdoch's London Sunday Times, which said documents smuggled by Edward Snowden had forced Britain to pull out intelligence agencies from what it describes as hostile countries. The Sunday Times said it had the story from senior government sources. It said Russia and China had cracked top-secret information in the files of the former US National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, who is now in exile in Moscow. Michael Edwards has this report.
First-hand accounts of what it's like to be a spy and have your cover blown are rare. But Warren Reed is one former spook who has made his story public. The former ASIS agent was based in Cairo in 1984 when local security services unmasked him. He says he was lucky to escape safely.
Once my identity was known, certain people who were aware of that, who I had helped and were in the system that was actually charged with the task of finding out what I was doing. I mean, people on the hostile side, on the other side, they bothered to come to me and say, hey, now we know what you're doing, but we don't think you're an evil sort of person and we just want to tip you off. Get out as quickly as you can.
The story claims that the British Foreign Intelligence Service, MI6, has pulled its agents from what it describes as live operations in hostile countries. It says Russia and China have both managed to crack encrypted documents which contain details of secret intelligence techniques that could allow British and American spies to be identified. The documents are said to be contained in files leaked by the whistleblower, Edward Snowden.
The intelligence services in the country in which you're operating, once they know who you are, you may not necessarily know yourself that you've been identified. So they can watch you for weeks, months, maybe 6-9 months a year to see what your pattern is socially, like who you're moving around and meeting outside, and they can thereby identify who your stable of agents are, particularly your key people, and then they can pull them in and then pull you in too. You may all end up being killed.
Edward Snowden is a wanted man. The United States still wants the former contractor for the National Security Agency to stand trial for leaking the classified documents. He justifies his actions by saying they were in defence of freedom. This is part of an interview he did in Moscow, where he now lives, back in 2013.
When you see everything, you see them on a more frequent basis. And you recognize that some of these things are actually abuses. And when you talk to people about them in a place like this, where this is the normal state of business, people tend not to take them very seriously and, you know, move on from them. But over time, that awareness of wrongdoing sort of builds up and you feel compelled to talk about it. And the more you talk about it, the more you're ignored, the more you're told it's not a problem. Until eventually you realize that these things need to be determined by the public, not by somebody who was simply hired by the government.
The latest revelations were contained in an article published by Britain's Sunday Times newspaper. The claims, though, are being treated with skepticism by Snowden supporters.
This is the kind of reporting that has single-handedly destroyed the credibility of journalism around the world.
Glenn Greenwald helped break the original story about the Snowden files. He told CNN the British government is using old techniques to erode Snowden's credibility.
If you go back to 1971 when Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers, who's now widely regarded as a hero, Nixon officials did the same thing. They planted claims with the media that Ellsberg had secretly passed sensitive documents to the Kremlin, to the Soviet Union, in order to smear Ellsberg. This is what they do in every case. Responsible journalists question whether or not there's evidence for it, as you're, to your credit, doing, whereas propagandists simply print it without any questioning of it, and that's what the Sunday Times has done.
Senior British government sources are quoted as saying Edward Snowden now has blood on his hands. However, the article also quoted a source from within the Prime Minister David Cameron's office saying that there was no evidence of anyone yet being harmed.
Michael Edwards.